DOJ, illegal alien indicted for allegedly smuggling 14-year-old girl into U.S. by Amy Furr on April 19, 2025. An illegal alien from Guatemala has been indicted for his alleged role in smuggling a teenager into the country and inducing her to say she was his sister. The suspect in the case is identified as 26-year-old Juan Tai Ulsai, while the victim is a 14-year-old girl who is also from Guatemala, Fox News reported on Saturday. In a press release on Friday, the U.S. Department of Justice's DOJ, Office of Public Affairs said a federal grand jury indicted the suspect, who allegedly entered the United States illegally during former President Joe Biden's D. administration. Tai Ulsai is also accused of submitting a sponsorship application with false statements to the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement, ORR, to get custody of the girl once she entered the country. The agency continued. According to the indictment, Juan Tai Ulsai, 26, a Guatemalan national unlawfully residing in Cleveland, illegally entered the United States in 2023. Thereafter, Tai Ulsai allegedly encouraged and induced a 14-year-old Guatemalan girl to illegally enter the United States and to use the identity of Tai Ulsai's sister as her alias. As a UAC, the Guatemalan girl was placed in the care and custody of ORR. As alleged, Tai Ulsai then falsely stated on documents submitted to ORR when he applied to sponsor and obtain custody of the girl that he was the UAC's brother and that her alias was her actual name. ORR relied on Tai Ulsai's alleged false statements when, on or about September 5, 2023, ORR released the UAC to Tai Ulsai's care. Authorities have charged him with a single count of encouraging or inducing illegal entry for financial gain, one count of making a false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement, and one count of aggravated identity theft. In a statement regarding the case, U.S. Attorney General Pamela Bondi slammed Biden for his border policies that hurt countless people. Bondi said, "The prior administration's border policies created an environment that enabled human trafficking and allowed bad actors to take advantage of at-risk children. We are committed to protecting children from the scourge of human trafficking and will not rest until we deliver justice for those who suffered during the border crisis." In a recent interview, White House Homeland Security Advisor and Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Stephen Miller explained how such instances happened numerous times during the Biden administration. "To illustrate for you the genuine evil of the last administration's immigration policies that for whatever reason, our corporate press in this country never really cared to cover and certainly elicited no outrage, no emotion from this country's political and ruling elite." He began, and related the tragic story of another 14-year-old girl. A report from October said youth sex trafficking tripled under Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, D., per Breitbart News. More recently, President Donald Trump's border czar Tom Homan said ongoing deportation efforts were what American citizens voted for when they elected Trump, Breitbart News reported on Friday. Homan said, "A vast majority of Americans want illegal aliens removed from this country. And it's done humanely. However, we've got to remember this. There are millions of people standing in line taking their tests, doing their background investigation, paying their fees to be part of the greatest nation on earth. They're sitting in the backseat while 10.5 million illegal aliens came to this border, entered this country illegally, which is a violation of law," Homan added.